Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The question led to searching, he's diving in the seeking. Go fuck some ass, leeches, he's making kitchen tweaking. You don't be getting to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you once believed. Now people don't deceive, these stars on Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trapped, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins of boo. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it's just be planted. It's warfare, the bombs explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We here to evolve, but any damn thing change.
Thank you for joining us for episode 23. How you doing, Claudia?
Pretty good, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. As a Gemini rising, I dabble in a few realms of information. Although this podcast is called I Am Astrology Readings, the subject matter will not be strictly astrology. I'm interested in, I dabble in different aspects of metaphysics. Today, we're going to bring you into the world of tarot, which actually goes hand in hand with astrology. I know the planets, the signs, and the elements have something to do with some of the different cards, but that's the extent of my knowledge. Do you know much about Claudia?
About what we're about to talk about?
Yeah. How much you tarot, you know?
Okay, I don't know. I can't say I know an extensive amount, but yeah, I do know some. So I have tarot decks myself.
Oh, and you do?
Yeah, I do.
I was about to call both of us a novice, so maybe just speaking for myself, I'm the novice and you what, intermediate?
Maybe. I wouldn't say too much intermediate, but a little bit.
All right, well, that's why we're not talking about tarot, but my guest is. Today, bringing on my guest, Miss Elite, to educate us on the world of tarot. How you doing, Miss Elite?
I'm lovely, thank you. How about y'all? And thank you for having me.
Doing great. Before we begin, I have a confession to make, Miss Elite. We spoke a few times, and you have mentioned stalkers on your page.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You don't like stalkers, Miss Elite, on your page. Well, I have been one of your stalkers.
That's so funny.
And I finally, you know, got the nerve to say something to you or whatever. So, before we begin, why don't you like stalkers on your page?
Wait. What are you stalking, Paul?
Huh?
What are you stalking?
Well, I would just be honest with you. I was watching Miss Elite's delivery style. You know, this is before I really got into podcasts, before I really thought I was going to do a podcast and stuff. You know, I like to watch people and watch their style. Different people have different stuff they do.
Studying.
And, some people you can watch and they seem, you know, it come across phony. And then some people, they intrigue me and they keep me, and Miss Elite kept me. You know, and when she comes on live, I try to tune in.
That's awesome.
Now, why don't you like stalkers?
Because I don't like being watched. It depends on what a person is watching me for. That's all.
Really?
You know,
I feel you on that.
Why would you be on social media if you don't want someone watching you?
No, it's a weird thing, but. You know, with social media, everybody that watches you don't like you. Some people watch you to just...
That's true.
Fail or, you know, wish bad things on you. And I can feel those energies too, so...
Absolutely. Actually, the lady that I've been watching on YouTube, the tarot card lady, that she's been going nonstop on my sign. She does not show her face. She actually cuts off the camera, like right around her neck. And I've been wondering. I mean, I think it's cool. I'm like, well, this is interesting, you know. But I could see why. You know, some people don't like the messages that you deliver to them, and like they may just attack you, you know, just by looking at you, like sending you some bad energy, some bad juju.
Exactly.
All right. So, Miss Lee, where are you from?
Originally Alabama.
All right. That's where you met. That's where you practice now, or?
That's where I practice, you say?
Yes. I mean, you grew up in Alabama. How long were you in Alabama?
Born and raised. I was in Alabama for 23 years before I.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Have any brothers and sisters?
I do. From my mom, I have one brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
From my dad, I have two brothers and a sister, but my sister passed away. Then I also have three stepbrothers from my stepmom.
Oh, a large family.
Big family.
Yes.
Huh. What was early home life like for Missy Lee?
It was all right. I mean, I grew up on a farm, so.
A farm?
I love farms.
Like chickens and hogs and all that stuff?
I love it.
But at our house, but at our grandparents' house. But we was at our grandparents' house every day. So chickens, hogs, goats, cows, vegetables and fruits in the field. Like, I grew up on a farm. Cool, I liked it. I miss it.
You know you're playing into the stereotype of Alabama, right?
I know.
So you're more in the city now?
I'm in the city, but not of the city.
Okay? Gotcha.
I'm still a country girl.
I'm in the internet, but I'm not of the internet.
See? You know.
What type of spirituality was practiced in the house growing up?
We were religious then, so, you know, I grew up religious. I grew up Southern Baptist. So we went to church. We, you know, went to all the revivals, Bible studies, Sunday school. That's how I grew up.
Are you still doing that?
No.
When'd you...
No.
That was a quick... When did you step out of that?
Me, myself, I started stepping away from church, like fully around 33, 34.
Well, how old are you now?
If you're 30.
Huh?
33.
So,
the transformation just began.
So about 5 years ago.
Yes.
Well, when did you start?
I'm sorry. You said that around 32, 33, like the whole church thing stopped?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's around the time that you have, I don't know, I think it's like your third Jupiter return? Is that right, Paul?
I'm not sure.
Around 33, you have a Jupiter return. So you kind of come into like a start of a new belief, if
right.
Well, 33 would be the Christ age as well.
And yeah. You actually spoke on that in my reading.
I did.
When you went back to like show all the stars of like major life events, you spoke on it. You was like, "Well, I'm not surprised that you stepped out around this time," and I was like, "This is so dope."
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
That happens to astrologers.
Huh?
That happens to astrologers.
I mean, you know, sometimes, well, I know you probably can understand this, Missy Lee. Sometimes when you in the middle of doing your thing, it's kind of like you're in a zone. And, you know, after it, a few weeks, somebody may come and say something to you like, hey, you said this. And you're like, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a daily occurrence for me.
Really?
Yes.
It's strange. And people kind of look at you strange, like, but hey, you're not the only.
They shouldn't look at you strange, because what you do, right, and how you're studying and learning other people, and you do your own form of readings and divination. I do my own form.
Yes.
They should not expect us to continue to carry that around with us every day. You know, we have to get that information and that energy off of us. It's not ours. It's for us to use to help someone else. So I done helped you. You got your messages. Let me get this off of me. That's too much information to hold on to.
And then that would be kind of selfish of you to really think that you're so that important that I'm just going to remember every aspect of your thing.
This.
You know how many people I talk to?
Exactly.
So when did you first start getting into tarot?
I actually didn't start out with tarot. I started out with oracle cards.
Well, what's the difference?
For me, tarot cards are... I'll put it like this. For me, tarot cards are more harsh, you know, with the message, direct. Oracle cards are more softer with their messages and answers. More softer approach, but it's also more solution-based, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. I would agree with that.
Yes, it does make sense. It's kind of the reason why I switched from modern astrology to Hellenistic astrology.
Hey.
Because it's more, it's not more, hey, come sit down, let me hold your hand. It's more X's and O's and, hey, this is what it is.
The raw truth, ladies and gentlemen.
and this is what it is. Deal with it or don't. Deal with it or let it get dealt with, pretty much. So what? So you jumped into Oracle. When was that?
I want to say like not too long after I stepped away from the church. Maybe like a few weeks.
So
a few weeks to maybe a couple of months, because I was like in limbo first. It was hard for me to step away from church.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So you did the kind of did like a whole cold turkey type thing. Just one day you just like, oh, was you dabbling, studying a little bit, and then
my whole transformation from church to being, you know, walking in spirituality, it came from me just doing research on our history. Once I was able to figure out that so much of what we were taught was a lie, I toyed probably like a good year with breaking away from Jesus, because that was all I'd ever known. So I felt really guilty just leaving, you know what I mean? So I toyed with it back and forth, and then once I finally got there, I was like, okay, I'm just done with it.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Wait, well, I know, Claudia, you may not really know, but that process is not an easy process, and it's kind of...
Yeah, I remember we kind of spoke about it with the episode with Reese and your friend Marcus, you know, about the whole, you know, Christianity, and like some people get very, very attached to church and whatnot. But I'm saying, wow, it's amazing how she just described that, because that had to have happened during her Jupiter return, where she kind of came to like this, like it was almost like something must have fallen apart, an illusion must have fallen apart for her to kind of be like, okay, that's it.
It did.
Well, it's information will do that to you. It kind of knock you in the head a little bit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's kind of like going through a sickness.
yes.
And trying to recover.
Wow.
I mean, the process, and it's actually a lonely process as well.
Yes.
I don't know how, was that your experience?
Being alone in the process?
Yes.
Yes. Because you really couldn't just tell, you know, people, your family or, you know, your closest friends in that moment because you sound crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You sound crazy, like, something wrong with her. And I just had to sit with myself and just pay attention to what I had researched and what I saw and all the research. I just was like, we're not supposed to be, this is not what we're supposed to be doing.
And you just mentioned your family. How did they take you, you're walking into this journey?
Well, my mom, by that time, my mama had passed away, so I didn't really have to worry about her. My daddy, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. He had a very rough response to that. But he knows.
To the tarot, or you walking away?
To tarot. And he looks at it as evil.
Oh, wow.
That was actually one of my questions.
and I counteracted that question. Yeah, actually,
you was like, Paul, you really?
I was like, Paul, don't ask that question.
Yeah, I said, of course I'm going to ask that question. And now you see why.
Well, okay, I get it now.
Yeah, why does he think it's evil?
He looks at it as demonic, as it being, you know. Satan fueled, and you know, I'm using Satan aspects to do tarot, and anything that's not Jesus fueled is just evil. I'm just like, not like that, but that is actually a conversation and a boundary I had to draw with my daddy. We don't speak on what I do anymore because it makes me upset if he, you know, tries to pull me back in or say what I'm doing is demonic or how I'm raising my children. So we don't speak on what I do anymore.
So if it's not evil, what is it?
I don't feel it is evil. I feel that it is a way to divine.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. It's a divination tool, exactly. It's a way to answers that we normally wouldn't get.
Absolutely.
And I feel like the answers that we get come from spirit, come from God, come from, you know, whatever your version of the one is, okay? Everybody's is different.
It's like saying like astrology is evil, you know? Which some people have thought this before too, that like astrology is also a demonic type of thing. Oh, looking at the stars, you're a lunatic. Like that word came from that.
So this journey is about 5 years in the making.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you started with Oracle cards.
Oracle cards, yes.
At what point did you say, okay, I want to try this with someone else? As far as doing the reading for someone else. At what point, how did you know you was ready?
Oh, a couple of weeks after getting my cards.
Oh, really?
Because at that time, I needed somebody to practice on. And I was like, I was always accurate with myself. But then I thought, well, maybe I make myself accurate. You know, you could tell yourself, you know what I mean? You could tell yourself anything. So I said, I need me somebody else to practice on to make sure that I'm doing this right or that the messages resonate or whatever. And that's just how I hopped out there.
Who was the first guinea pig?
My very first, I'll put it like this. I did a few people from work.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a health day. People that were having health issues. So it was pretty accurate on that. So when I got my next deck.
Wait. Let me ask you something. That was the first time you did a reading for somebody?
Uh-huh. Not too much.
what type of reaction did you get?
It was more of the just, because it was in face-to-face at work type thing. Cool. When I brought our lunch break in the car, things like that. It was more of just like, just open eyes and staring like, really? How did you know that?
So, okay.
Go ahead. How does the stars know? And I'm like,
I don't know.
So okay. Now, did you trip out at that moment?
Did I trip out?
Yeah. I mean, cause I mean, in the beginning, when we first, I mean, I know Claudia has done this, when we first start doing reading for people, even though we may feel like we know,
the confidence level is low.
Yeah, the confidence level is not there. And so, I guess I'm asking, did you have an oh shit moment?
A little, yeah.
What was your oh shit moment? Like, oh, this, there's something in it.
It wasn't then. It wasn't right then at that moment. It was somebody at work was going through a lot. She'd withdrawn everybody, but she still spoke to me. And I just said, I was like, you know, I got these new cards. I'm learning Oracle decks, and I want to give you a reading. And she was like, why? And I was like, cause something just telling me you need one. And she was like, all right. She was like, is it going to be safe? And I said, yeah, it'll be safe. So I pulled her like 4 cards. And as I was as I was reading her, she started crying. That was my oh shit.
I love it when they start crying.
Started crying.
Why? Because of the emotions?
Well, because of the emotions, but also because of the messages and the answers that she was getting from the cards that she didn't ask me.
Mm.
You know, sometimes, readers be like, well, what's your question? This and that. She didn't ask me anything, but every question that she silently had in her mind was answered by the cards and also by me filling in the blanks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a feeling of like being understood. At least that's how it feels for me. It's like, wow, like you just received all this clarity. You've had all these questions that have been drowning your thoughts, and now you just received an answer.
Yes. And immediately after that, I want to say that was a weekend. That was like a Friday. That Monday when she came back to work, she was herself. She was her old self. She was smiling, she was speaking, she was happy. And everybody was like, oh my God, you must be feeling better. And she was like, yeah, I am. But she came to me directly and was like, thank you for whoever told you to read me. I needed those answers. I needed those messages. It just made everything better. And I was like, so that was the oh shit moment.
Well, all right. What point did you switch from Oracle to Tarot?
I still do both.
Oh.
I do both. But I started teaching myself Tarot because, like Claudia mentioned about cross watchers.
Can you explain that, please?
Cross watchers. So your definition of cross watchers is still good, but for me, it's people that watch multiple readers with multiple signs. So some people still watch just their sign. That's that how they get their reading. Cross watchers watch for their sun sign, their moon sign, and their rising sign to get multiple answers. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I get it now. I understand.
Yeah. When I was watching, because just now, Pop's going to trip you out. You know how you said, you know, I don't like stalkers.
Yes.
There are certain readers that I stalk because I love their style. I love their delivery. So I understand why you were watching me, because there are those that I watch that I love their style and their delivery.
Who can you share some of like the ones that you like on YouTube maybe?
Well, the one that my favorite YouTuber has stepped away from doing so many public general readings. She does them on so many platforms and stuff like that. You got to subscribe. But okay. My man, Your Angelic Karma. Her name is Your Angelic Karma. I think her name is Melissa.
Nice.
I love her.
I used to watch this lady that like she disappeared after the pandemic, and it's so unfortunate because I loved her readings. Her name was Tempered Star, she's still on, like her channel's still there. I watch Consciousness Evolution Journey like every so often. And now recently the lady that I've been watching, she's just so on point, and she tells you, she's like, this isn't a fairy tale reading, like this is the truth here, and it's true, like. Trusting Truth Tarot, I believe it is. Let me make sure. Her name is Jessica.
I personally have never heard anybody that you're talking to. My go-to person is Missy Lee.
Well, now I know Missy Lee, so now I'm going to be on the lookout for Missy Lee.
Hey, I don't know. You better watch yourself going in.
I can't wait.
You better watch yourself going into Missy Lee's live, because... Woo! And she might jump on you.
Yeah.
Well,
please don't say that.
I'm playing. she just.
It depends on how the spirit is flowing, though.
Huh?
I'm sorry. It depends on how spirit is flowing. If spirit tells me to jump on everybody, then that's what I got to do. It's not me. It's spirit.
I hear you. but I did watch a live and Miss Elise talking about, y'all, I had to go and delete some videos.
That's funny.
And it made sense, because when I said that, you were saying something about how you communicate with people. It's gonna, whatever was going on was gonna be surrounding my communication, right?
Well,
and I didn't know that was going on. I just knew that I made a couple of videos that people were definitely not going to like if they listened to them. Yeah. So I had to delete them because I was very mean.
Yeah. Claudia, she's on the third house perfection year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's been dishing it out.
Yeah, well, her birthday, she just had a birthday just passed. So it's just really starting.
Are you a Virgo?
No. Libra.
Libra? Libra?
Yes.
Nice. Very beautiful.
Now, well, how does somebody go about picking a deck?
I don't want to be controversial with all that, but people say somebody's supposed to give you. A lot of people say for your first deck, you're supposed to gift it. I bought my own deck.
Same.
So at the time, somebody I was watching at that time, they were using the health deck, the healing deck that I purchased first. So I was like, okay, I like that deck. Let me get that one first. So that's what I bought. That's how I started. And now I have over 30-something decks, different decks.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
And how do you decide what deck to use for the day?
So it really depends on the question or the type of reading that somebody's booking with me, okay? Right. So that's why I ask. I'm like, what did you book me for? What is it that you want to know? And they'll be like, I don't know. I could tell when it's love readings because they don't never know. I don't know. It's just a general reading. I'm like, I'm asking because it helps me decide which decks I'm going to use. So if it's really a general reading, then I'm going to use this particular. And they're like, oh, I have questions about love. So it helps me, you know, it helps me choose. If it's work related, I choose certain decks for work. If it's purpose related, I choose decks for that. It just depends on what the question is and the reason for them coming to me.
All right.
I always do readings for love. Like, I always want to hear, like, the readings, like, from my love life, because that's always where the questions pop up. Or, like, career sometimes. I've had, like, really, like, transformational periods where I've gone to, like, tarot readers, and, like, a lot of what they've said has kind of, like, put me, like on a track, you know? Which is why I understand why it's such an important gift, not something to toy with, you know, something to take very seriously. Because you could change the course of somebody's life, I think.
Correct.
Would you say the majority of 80% of your readings are love and work?
Yes. Love.
Love?
Love.
Why do you think that is?
Because the majority of people don't care about anything outside of love.
That's interesting.
Love is all there is.
No, like, seriously. People wouldn't normally think that, right? But that's what I'm booked for the most. The most. Yeah. They don't care about other relationships with friends and family. They don't, or their children. They don't care about what's going on at work. They just want to know if this person is the one, or if that the one is coming, or if they should leave someone.
Would you tell somebody, yeah, leave?
Could you repeat that for me?
I said, would you tell somebody, yeah, leave them?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Has that ever came back to, like, has somebody ever come back to you and be like, oh, you told me to leave him and now he's doing better and all that stuff? You know?
It's always, and I'm going to tell you, it's the opposite though, right? So say, for instance, somebody comes to me for a love reading. Somebody, their partner did whatever to them.
Yes.
And they might not even tell me what happened, but they'll just say, I just need to know if this is going to work. And I'll pull all the cards and they'll say that he's a liar, he's a cheater, he has multiple, women, and he's doing this, that, whatever the case may be, or she's doing this and that. And I'll tell them, according to the reading, that they're guided to step away from this person. They're guided to leave them alone. Just because I read a person, give them their guidance, does not mean they're going to do what I say or what Spirit says or what the card says. They do exactly what they want to do, right? So they'll get this confirmation and they still won't leave. And when they come back to me, they'll say that he or she either gave them a sexually transmitted disease or got in an accident with another woman. Like, it's always something that they say, I should have listened to you.
I guess, you know, it's actually better to deliver the message than not deliver the message and be like, oh, why didn't you tell me? You know, to be honest with you, I just was talking about this. You know, in this realm of being a reader, people, when they say, hey, you was right, that's bittersweet, because you like to be right, but the information you're right about could be some messed up information. Hey, you was right, I'm getting a divorce. Hey, you was right, they were stealing from me. And it's kind of like, how do you take that information? You know, it's kind of like, hey, the information was right, but damn.
This is how I have to look at that. 9 times out of 10, when I am right, they already know what I'm right about. They already know. They already have their feeling or their confirmation. They're just coming to me for another confirmation. So they already know. It's they just be in denial. A lot of people be in denial about what they feel and see. They're like, oh, I'm not, you know, this isn't happening. This is happening.
I agree with that.
What do you think about someone who's a serial reader as far as go get readings from different, try to get readings from different people?
It's a lot of people out there that's like, I think that they need to take a step back so that they can connect and be and have clarity for themselves, because that's addictive. And that's really telling the universe that you don't trust you.
Hmm.
You know, if you have to go, if a person has to go to multiple readers frequently, that's just a sign that you don't trust you and you're disconnected in some standpoint, in some point. And you need to reconnect so that you can trust you and you won't have to do that.
Would you tell someone, hey, I don't, you shouldn't get this? Like, can you tell a serial reader?
Yes. Most of the time, they tell themselves.
Hmm.
They'll say, well, I've been to 4 or 5 readers. And they all, some serial readers, multiple readers, until they get somebody that's going to tell them exactly what they want to do.
All right.
So, yeah.
How should someone go about choosing who to go to as a who to get a reading from?
You just go who you're pulled to. Like, yep. You could watch somebody, you know, watch them. But if you're not pulled to them, or their energy doesn't, you know, I feel like somebody pulls you to them, or you're pulled to them in that type of way. I don't think you should just look on the internet and be like, let me go off this list. I'm going to choose this one. It's an energy thing.
All right. Now, how much do you pay attention to the pictures on the card?
Depending on the day.
This is like a trade secret, Paul.
I didn't know. I'm just...
No, not really. Depending on the deck, right? Some decks are very detailed, okay? Mm-hmm. So those decks you see, you can look at a card and see a pitch, see something playing out that somebody didn't tell you, right?
All right.
Okay. So I'm gonna just show you. I know that people can't see it, but like this. Like this look like somebody celebrating, right? This was like celebrating, right?
Yeah, I love that one. Three of Cups.
Like a happy time, right? So, in a career reading, this is like collaboration with other people, okay? In a love reading, this is an indication that it's more people in your relationship than you want.
Yeah. I hate when I see the Three of Cups.
So, I got a question for you. Was that a random card you picked?
Yes.
So since this is a podcast, is that a big, a nice card for us to have?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Oh, so I see what you mean. So the same card for the different subject can be different meaning.
Correct.
Oh, wow. And how long did it take you to get that? That's to realize that, like, wow. I know exactly what you mean. Astrology wise, you know, Claudia kind of like, you know, the sun in the third house means this, but the sun in the fourth house means that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, at what point did you see, oh, one card can mean different things for
immediately?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because exactly. I mean, it's like one card having like 15 meetings.
Yeah,
depending on the question, depending on the person, depending on your interpretation of the card, depending on the card's actual meaning. Depending on if you're using it sign-wise or season-wise. Wow. Like, it has so many different meanings. So that's why I say your intuition helps with the cards, because your intuition and spirit helps you fill in the blank from what the cards aren't saying, if that makes sense.
Before you even got into tarot, how much did you lean on your intuition?
Heavily.
So you had, so you had the gift, you just didn't know what you had?
Correct.
And when you started studying, you pretty much found the word for what you were actually doing.
Correct. And then I got very upset.
Why?
Because it let me know that I was right about so much. Like, you know, when you get to a certain point, and this is not one of those things of I'm always right, right? Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where I'm always right about what I think I'm right about. So
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. After 5 years of doing tarot and oracle, do you think you still need the cards?
No.
No. I love that answer.
I just like them.
Or why don't you think you need the cards?
Because there's some situations where I read a person without touching the cards, just within conversation. And they'd be like, oh, I don't even need to read it now because you told me what I needed to know. And sometimes it happens and I don't, that's not even my intention.
That's a sign of a true empath.
All right. Which leads me, so what's the next step of that?
Giving these cards away.
And then just what? Just doing readings from... okay, can you touch something and get the energy off of it? Like, feel...
It's not always... It's not like... No, not like that.
Okay.
I look at those people that do that as like mediums.
You don't think you got that in you?
I don't think that gift has been opened yet.
I guess that's where I was going at when I said, what's the next step?
Yeah.
If you don't need the cards.
The next step is actually opening up the rest of my gifts because I've been kind of just, a part of me has been scared to go there. So now I got to get over that fear and just go there. Because that's where I'm supposed to be. I'm just not there yet.
Do you watch any of those people?
Yes, I do. But it, like I said, I'm having to get over that fear because that's kind of creepy to some people. You know, you're talking to somebody and their grandma walk up and say this, this, and this, and then you know they're right. That's freaky to me. I'm getting over it. Yeah.
So I mentioned a lady, and you said you were familiar with her. Abraham Hicks.
I love her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Claudia. Me and Claudia.
That's family right there.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think about her?
Me?
No. Missy Lee.
I think it's dope. I think how she does things is very dope. And that I really love the uplifting aspect of it, the positivity, the affirmations. Like, I get a lot of affirmations.
Could you see yourself doing that?
Actually, yeah. I'm just not there yet, so.
poke.
Now he's being an Aries rising.
What's the difference between a three card spread and a five card spread? And what's the difference between these spreads? What's up with a spread? What is a spread?
The number of cards.
Okay.
The difference between the three card spread and the five card spread is definitely the number of cards, but it's also more cards give you more information. Less cards give you, like, direct answers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so there's, like, a depth to the reading, basically. Like, more cards is going to be a more in-depth reading versus a simpler question that can be answered very quickly.
Correct. Correct.
So how many cards with... In a personal reading, how many cards do you think you probably would pick from someone?
So it really just depends. But my readings, I normally pick anywhere from 8 to 12.
Hmm. And whatever falls out.
Now, if somebody, correct, whatever falls out, now, the cards that fall out, they count. So just say, for instance, I'm shuffling. And there are people that I read for that I'm going to pull 8 cards. Sometimes as I'm shuffling the cards, you know, one by one, 8 come out. So I never pull the cards. They jump out. So I didn't pull them. Spirit pulled them.
Is it true you're not supposed to let someone touch your deck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, you shouldn't.
Really? That it's so... I equate my decks.
So somebody, when somebody come to you, you don't let them shuffle, like in a personal.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
There are people that do.
Okay. I don't. Go ahead. What you was about to say?
I look at people touching my deck as like trying, like wearing someone else's underwear.
Yeah, it's your energy. You put your energy in that deck.
Correct. So don't touch.
Wow. Wow. Claudia, you have any questions?
Don't have any questions. Well, I don't know if we got this before the show, but yeah, I've been listening to this lady, and I guess I already know the answer to this question, but for the sake of you know, for our audience, so I've been listening, so I've not that I've been having an issue, but I've kind of been needing some clarity in a certain situation in my personal life, and so I've been nonstop like watching like tarot videos. And I realize that it's probably not good. Like, there's gonna have to be there's gotta be a point that I kind of just stop doing that, right? Like, clearly, because yes. it's not healthy. Like, after what point do I already receive my answer, which is something that you had said earlier? So, yeah, I'm guessing I should probably stop that very soon, huh?
Yes, because it becomes obsessive.
Yeah, a little bit. It becomes obsessive.
It'll drive you crazy. I wanted to ask you, do you have a deck?
I do. I do have a deck. I have 2 decks, actually. And you know what? To go back to that question that Paul had originally asked, I had heard the same thing, that people should gift you the deck. My sister gifted me 1 deck once, but I had already bought my own deck. I have 3 decks, actually. I bought 2 of them, and 1 of them was gifted to me. The one that was gifted to me are the Spanish playing cards. That's literally what they are called. You can look them up. Literally Spanish playing cards. So it's not tarot, but I think this is what they might use in Spain, perhaps, like just to play regular cards. But I've had readings with people where they literally just do the reading based on those cards. There's no photos on it. It's like the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Pentacles, and then like, you know, 1 through 9, like just the numbers, no actual photographic depictions, which to me is impressive, because those readings that I've gotten from those cards, like it's kind of like what Paul said, you know, like at one point I guess they don't even need the card anymore. They might just see the card and they just already know, and they're just speaking from spirit at that point, you know.
Yes,
because those readings, like they didn't even look at a picture, like they didn't see the situation, they just said so much, and I was like, wow, how did you get that from just these cards?
The energy from those cards are very strong.
Yeah,
and it's like an old energy, you know. That's how I feel anyway.
Absolutely. Also, these specific card readers that I'm telling you about, they've also kind of been more into, I guess, like they've been more into like the spirituality of it. Like, everybody comes differently, right? Like, these are people that, like, I've walked into their rooms and they've had like basically like shrines, you know, and like they have an entire setup. It's like a beautiful table, like a white mantle, there's certain cups, there's certain flowers, there's certain candles, you know, like there's like a specific arrangement, or rather like a ritual that I see that goes into this, and it's rather impressive. But those readings have been very transformative, I would say, in my life. But actually me doing readings myself for other people, I'm hesitant on that. I stick more to like the astrology side, because I know that a reading could really like transform somebody's life in a very particular way.
And you're right, but I was saying, since you have cards and you're unclear and you're having to get, you know, you're looking for all these answers, I would just say, read yourself.
But then I've done that, but then what comes out is confusion. Literally, I've done that before. I have sat down and I've done like a 3-card spread, and I'll Google the meaning, or I'll look it through like a booklet. And almost all the times that I do those readings for myself, most of the cards, what they're saying is like, there's confusion here. There's like not enough clarity.
Do you know that there's times where you're not supposed to know the answer to your question yet?
Oh, wow.
Nice. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Never thought of that.
Sometimes it's better for you not to know. And
that was beautiful. Thank you.
And those shrines and altars that you were speaking of, I have multiple ones in my house. I just don't show them. Because they're personal.
Yeah,
they're personal. They're ancestrally charged, and I don't like company, because I don't like people around my altars. You know,
true.
It's very personal.
And to answer your question, as far as I'm concerned, no, I don't have a deck, and I never owned a deck.
Would you own one, Paul? What do you think? Would you ever dabble in tarot? It's very similar to astrology, I would say. It's just it's a little bit different.
Okay, I got a question for you. Which one do you think resonates with a Virgo the most?
The astrology, because it's mathematical and it's more like logical, whereas with a tarot deck you have to connect to your intuition. I would say, if you really want to put your heart in it and like do it right.
Miss Elite, Claudia's a Pisces. That's why she has a deck and all that stuff. And I'm a Virgo, which is the opposite sign. Huh?
What'd you say about me and Pisces?
I forgot.
No, just now.
Oh, no. Oh, I said Claudia is a Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said that's why.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense, she says.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, for one, to not being clear on something right now, and the watching multiples, I feel like the people that you're watching, are they giving you confusion too, or are you just confused because you're being in your head so much, in your mind so much? Like,
No, I think I've been in my head too much. Also, like, the situation has kind of confused me a little bit. Sometimes when you deal, like, so sometimes when you're dealing with certain situations where, like there's like very little expression being done, I guess that in itself, that's, I'll be honest, that's really when I run to tarot card readers the most. When I'm in situations where there's not a lot of communication or there's not a lot of expression being done, like where everyone is just kind of like not sure of what's going on, or really when I'm not sure of what's going on, I'm just like, okay, I need some answer, and I need to make sure that my intuition is correct, because sometimes I'll second guess my intuition, which I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't, but I do sometimes.
I get that.
I do sometimes. And the cards, you're right. They confirm it. Like, I already know that answer that the card reader will probably say, you know, but it's because it was said by someone else. It's kind of like that confirmation.
Right. I get it. Y'all, well, what's your moon, if you don't mind me asking?
Sag moon, Pisces sun, Aries rising.
Fire and water. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, fire and water. Oh, but my fire puts out the water a lot. It gets very steamy.
But you're what people call intense. Like, you're very overwhelming, and like your energy, like kind of like shoots, you know, shuts theirs down in a sense. And then that it shuts theirs down, now you're confused. Like, why are you confused when your energy makes other people's energy shut down, and they don't know how to? They can't communicate in that moment because you've shut them, you know, you kind of made them shut down in a sense.
I guess.
Like, that is overwhelming to people who don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Wow. Maybe you should also like look into astrology, but no, you're absolutely right about that. I know I am intense, like on the outside. I don't know if a lot of people here have seen me, but on the outside I look really soft. Like, you can see me on camera. I look like a very like soft and docile type of person, but internally there's so much intensity here, and it comes out in my speech a lot sometimes, or when I direct myself to people, and when I get comfortable with someone, it comes out times 100, you know. So I can see how someone might not be able to handle it. Because they're not even sure like when that intensity will even like be out there, you know.
They're scared. We're absolutely right
up. Yeah. Oh, all the time. I think I get scared of myself sometimes too. Like, I think I tone myself down sometimes because I realize that other people might not be able to handle that, and so I'm just kind of like, all right, gotta tone it down now, Claudia. But
in a sense, yeah, but in another sense, it's like, don't keep dimming you because other people can't take it. Like, you just have to be who you are so other people that can take you as you are will gravitate towards you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. Thank you, Miss Elite. you did the work on that one.
As far as I'm concerned, where my north node, placement of my north node, says that I would be good at doing Oracle and Tarot. North Node being in the ninth house, it's the Sag house and all that stuff. I probably am too mental, being a Gemini rising and a Virgo. My chart is ruled by Mercury, to really get tarot and stuff is more intuition, and you have to lean more on that in it. So I have been meditating, trying to get into that space. Maybe down the road I might get me a deck and maybe start trying, but as of right now, you know, I know how to get in touch with you.
You like facts. He likes facts. I can tell he likes facts. Logical. He don't like to have to.
He loves the facts.
Lean
he
on
loves
it. The facts. I feel like your intuition is strong too, though. Your intuition is very strong. But he likes, you know, deal with more facts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a gift and a curse.
It's about creating a story too. That's another reason why I think that the tarot and astrology have similarities, because you have to create a story when you see the cards, you create a story with that. And with astrology, when you're reading somebody's chart, you can also create a story off of that too.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you teach tarot, Miss Ely?
I actually do. I have two clients that I'm teaching tarot to.
Is this
you're about to have a third.
Is this a new Is this a new venture for you? Have you been teaching for a while? Or?
Nope. I started teaching the end of August.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
So this is a new thing for you?
Yes.
And how are you liking that experience?
I actually like it because it's not, I don't know. I know that other people teach how they teach. Me, being that I'm a person, I'm a hands-on person. So in order for me to learn something, I have to do it for myself. I have to do it. So my clients that I'm teaching, you know, they come with, you know, notes and pencils. And yes, I take notes, but you're going to pull cards. You're going to have to do it to learn it. That's how I teach. So sometimes I have to customize it because everybody don't learn hands-on. They learn more by repetitive writing. I learn that way too sometimes. So I have to just customize it for my client, but I still make them pull cards.
How long do you think it would take somebody to really get a good grasp of it?
I'm really trying to limit my classes, my teaching, to like a 4-week period. And I'm doing it that way only because by the time you're comfortable pulling cards daily and interpreting your cards daily, you should need me after a month.
All right.
If you do, I'm willing to, you know, extend it. But once you get repetitive and you're in a routine, then you could teach yourself the rest. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And before we, is there anything that you want I Am Astrology readers to know about tarot? The floor is yours. Say anything you want. Take as long as you like.
I think that tarot is amazing in that it's just, like I said, a form of divination that can assist astrology with painting an even broader picture. So
very true.
You know, I'm better at tarot, but I'm learning astrology. I'm trying to teach myself astrology so that I can tell a bigger picture. You know, I think that people, you know, that if you're good in astrology, like you said, Chloe, if you're good in astrology, I feel like you'd be good in tarot. Like it goes hand in hand. Plus it just gives you more information. So I would just, you know, plant the seed for both of y'all to hop out there into tarot. You can do it privately, you know, privately for yourself.
Oh, I'm definitely going to reach out. I want a class.
Hey, Claudia, she said...
That's what's up.
Look, she said plant a seed, right? What was last night?
Yeah. I really want a class. You what?
The new moon was last night.
I know.
Actually, the new moon in Miss Elite's sign.
Yeah, in her sun sign.
Did you feel it last night?
In her fourth house, right?
I feel the energy. So this is, I don't know if it's just me or what, I don't know why, but a lot of people don't feel stuff till the new moon or till the full moon. I normally feel the energy surrounding the new and the full moons. I don't care what sign it's in. 3 or 4 days ahead of time and 3 or 4 days afterwards. Like, I feel energy for a longer amount of time.
And
I just have to sit in it like,
oh. Well, your chart ruler is the moon, so that's why.
Yeah. So if her chart ruler is the moon, and so that means that she's a Cancer rising. So yeah, the new moon happened in her fourth house.
Yeah.
So she's similar to you.
Yeah.
Man. Got it. Nice.
I'm a fourth.
See, house, I like it.
I'm a fourth house son as well, Miss Elite.
See, I gotta get there. Cause see, y'all talk over my head with that. I'm trying to connect.
My sun sign and your sun sign are in the same house.
They're in the same place, but different flavors.
Yeah.
Your house, Miss Ali, probably your house is your sanctuary, obviously, just like Paul. Like you guys are probably homebodies. But in your house, you probably like your house to have a certain specific aesthetic. Whereas Paul probably has to have his house organized a specific way. And that organization may or may not be like super clean or whatever, you know. It's really the Virgo way, really.
Yours is the Libra way. I'm in service to my family.
Yeah, you're in service to your family. She's like the balance to her family.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. And so with you having a big family, Miss Elite, you probably are going to be the bridge to some of your siblings.
Coming
out of that thought that you came out of 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
But the difference between them and you is they're not going to be alone. They have you.
Right. That's dope.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there any final words you want to say?
I am very thankful that you invited me to be a part of y'all podcast. I was extremely nervous, and I am I'm thankful for how you stayed on me. It was like, let me know when you're ready, because otherwise I wouldn't have told you. I would not have came to you and said, hey, I'm ready. So the way you did it made me have to just be ready, and I was like, let me just, so this is helping me like overcome some sort of fear. This is like, this is my first podcast with y'all. This is so dope.
You're a superstar.
Oh, we popped her cherry.
No, I'm not. No.
Claudia, I saw you laughing when she was saying, hey, you kept staying on me. Why are you laughing over there?
Because you do that. He does that. He really does that. No, but I'm glad that he does, because you know, like this, I've met really cool people through this, and it's very nice. It's a very good community that we're building here.
I'm thankful to have been a part of this. Like, this is really dope. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and I thought I was going to clam up, but I didn't clam up. So, thank you both for having me on.
All right.
Yeah.
How can people get in contact with you so they can get a reading?
They can find me on Instagram. My handle is Miss MS Elite, ELITE, the number 2, the letter U, the number 2. Miss Elite 222. Okay. On Instagram. But my email is misselite2u@gmail.com.
All right.
I'm currently in the process, also Paul's nudging, of building my website. So I'm building a website to get that, so I will be available by website as well.
Great. Claudia?
Well, you know, like always, I want to say thank you, Paul. Thank you, Miss Elite. I've had a lot of fun talking to you. This is one of my favorite subjects, so it was very easy for me. but yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate this. I appreciate everything that you said. Thank you, Paul. Thank you to everybody that's listening.
How can they get in touch with you, Claudia?
You can go on my Instagram or you can go on my website, waltavision.com. The podcast is on there as well if you'd like to listen to past episodes. Or you can just type in the hashtag on Instagram, Walta, W-A-L-T-A. And you can contact me for an astrology reading.
All right. I want to thank everyone for joining us for episode 23 with Missy Lee. Me and Missy Lee may be having something in the works coming up. A little astrology and tarot together. get a astrological and a tarot guidance at the same damn time. Missy Lee is nudging me to come get on her live. just might do that. Please, everyone, like, subscribe, and share the show with 3 friends, family members, or co-workers. I know, although I'm asking for 3, feel free to, you know, share it with your whole contact list. You can get in touch with me at iamastrologyreadings.com, iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com for a reading, t-shirt. Follow me to get the daily horoscopes. I missed this week. I got a little busy, but I'm gonna be back on it. And
we missed you, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. And thank you, everybody. And how I end this? Know thyself and balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number 2. Things on my mind. Why this? Why that? What should we do? The question led to searching. He's diving in the seeking. Profiles are acting leeches. He's making kitchen tweaking. You don't be kitchen preaching. You don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars. You read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you once believed. Now people don't deceive. These stars are Christmas Eve. It's from the start. That's why you trapped. You stuck. You cannot leave. You best be on your knees. Confess your sins of boo. Don't have no question. Have the face. You trust. You told the truth. You think you can't be slanted. You think it's just be planted. It's warfare. The bombs explode. Collateral damage. I manage to maintain to explain. We hit it, evolve, but ain't a damn thing changed.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.